Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We found out that the Hurricanes will play the New York Islanders sometime this weekend. Don't know when it is. It's going to be this weekend because that's when the playoffs start. Schedule will be released Thursday night by the NHL. They are trying to give each team as little time as possible to plan. That's what they do at League HQ. But we do know for the second straight year it will be the New York Islanders. Islanders played well down the stretch. Rangers ended up winning the President's Trophy last night, shutting out Ottawa in their season finale. And the Hurricanes will play theirs tonight. And that will be in Columbus. And the Hurricanes uniforms will go out there without a lot of their regular players in them. Tripp Tracy is in Columbus, and he joins us on the Adam Gold Show. Are you surprised at all that Rod is resting so many players?
No. When I started to, you know, ponder the risk-reward, you know, whether you start Saturday or Sunday, my gut says Sunday, but I have no idea. The risk of the break, because you and I have spoken about individually and collectively how, you know, this team, you know, is challenged at times by breaks, but, you know, that's the risk. But the reward of trying to reduce your chances of any unforeseen injury, when I take into account all those things, AG, you know, they would have gone with their A-plus lineup tonight if the Rangers had lost and you had a chance to win the division, the President's Trophy. But once that, you know, that's wrapped up as it is, you know, the only thing that is even hanging in the balance is the Dallas Stars. If you were to advance to the Stanley Cup Final and Dallas was to come out of the West, as to who would have home ice, because you've solidified it beyond the Rangers in the East. So I factor all those things together, and any risk of any potential injury, it doesn't surprise me that Rod's going with this young lineup.
Yeah, I mean, the regret that Rod would have if a major injury. If Svechnikov tweaks his upper body injury that kept him out of the lineup for on two or three different stretches this year, even if it keeps you out for two games, right? The regret you would have in that regard, I think probably weighed on Rod. And the truth is that, you know, if you don't play until Sunday or Monday, there's going to be rust whether these guys play tonight anyway. So the more I thought about it, the more it made sense, even though I know these guys don't want to sit. Like, if you asked Aho, Jarvis, Gensel, do you want to play or, watch tonight, they would have all said, like, I got skates, let's go, because that's the way they're wired. I go back to the crazy Pandemic Central, where nothing was to be played for in the last couple of games, and Aho played. Remember those games in Nashville? He played both of them, and then they went into the playoffs. So these guys ultimately, they ultimately want to play. If I had to ask you, who's the MVP of the regular season? I should have saved this for the end, but I'm not. Who is Carolina's MVP of the regular season?
By the way, quick, and he'd be a candidate, but quick book note to what you just said. I want to say, in the last game of the regular season that year, that's where Slavin got hurt. And
there you go.
Then you had to really manage him in that first-round series against the team he got hurt against late in the regular season, the Nashville Predators. So that's a great example of it. The most valuable player to the hockey club, you know, is, hey, I just mentioned Slavin. He'd be a prime candidate.
Sure.
At the end of the day, I just have to go with Sebastian Aho, because
Adam Gold here with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Are most of your clients hands-on, or they just give you their money and let it work for them?
About 90% give the money, and then we meet every year and go through status reports, sure. Have a financial pit stop, making sure everything's fine. It is like a puzzle, Adam, but for the next 10 of you, we'll solve your own retirement puzzle at no cost or obligation.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
When I look at his production, B, when I look at his plus minus, and C, when I look at when this team was facing by far its most adversity in the mid portion of December and that massive win in Ottawa that really, I think, turned things around. I think he had 2 or 3 points in that hockey game. I think he might have had the game-winning goal. So that was the most adversity that the team faced. Since then, I think he has truly graduated from being a star performer and was having a solid season to being a superstar. So when I factor in all those things, there's some other great candidates, but Sebastian Aho would be mine.
Yeah, that was a 3-point night that triggered the rest of the season. And Aho has been about 1.2 points a game basically since then. And as I think the last look, plus 34 on the season, face-off percentage around 55%. These are all the things that matter to the head coach. He has been tremendous. I'm just going to throw my hat in the ring for Seth Jarvis, considering where he is, what he means in all situations to this team. And I comparing lines is so dangerous in terms of disrespecting what we've had in the past. But Aho, Gensel, and Jarvis has to be as good as anything Carolina put on the ice in 2006, no?
Yeah, I mean, it's in 2006, you had, in the regular season, you had the two Eric Staal and Cole and Corey Stillman. That was unbelievable.
It was great.
Eric Staal had 100 points.
Yeah.
And obviously Cole had that scary injury at the trade deadline. You know, so that line's star play was disrupted, but no disagreement in terms of that comparison, and also the invaluable value of Seth Jarvis, AG.
Tripp Tracy is joining us here as we get ready for the Hurricanes and the Columbus Blue Jackets tonight. We're going to see some young guys. We're going to see Scott Morrow play again. We're going to see the NHL debut of first-round pick Bradley Nadeau. Jackson Blake, who was a finalist for the Hobey Baker Award. What's your level of excitement to see what these guys can offer?
High level. It certainly changes my perspective and the juice is flowing element in an otherwise essentially meaningless game. I had a chance to get to know all three of these players. I mean, I know it's the second game for Morrow. I thought he's very solid and got better as the game wore along, more comfortable, more offensively dangerous against St. Louis. And watching Nadeau and Blake, I mean, the way the puck pops off their stick when they shoot the puck. I mean, the kid that played Nazar in Chicago playing in his first game. I mean, the way that these young guys, collegiate products, can their self-belief, their dedication to their skill sets, can jump into the league, and if you're an offensive shooter like a couple of these guys, that they can already fire the puck in a noticeable manner at the National Hockey League level is really impressive to me. And I don't care how many times you are fortunate enough to broadcast and observe a National Hockey League debut, it never gets old. So in these circumstances, I'm really excited to see these Nadeau and Blake enter the lineup tonight. It's going to be a ton of fun.
Yeah, I mean, they both had outstanding offensive seasons. Blake at North Dakota and Nadeau for the Maine Black Bears. Jack Drury is going to center Carolina's top line tonight, it appears. But it's a pretty big game for Yevgeny Kuznetsov, wouldn't you think?
I absolutely agree. I mean, you're looking at the, you know, I say competition for the center ice position, but you do have you know, when you factor in what your lineup is going to be, of course, you hope first and foremost she get out of this game healthy. And then what probably will be a physical series, if last year's is any indication against the Islanders, you know, when you're thinking about Kokaniemi and Drury, there are two players that have shown they can play wing, but there is major competition in the middle of the ice. And, you know, you mentioned Jack Drury. I don't see him based upon, you know, the situations that Rod uses him. I don't see him coming out of the lineup. You know, so I really think about Kuznetsov and Kokaniemi. I would suspect, Adam, that based upon the fact that Evgeny Kuznetsov is a Stanley Cup champion, that he very easily could have won the Conn Smythe with Washington, that come game one on the weekend, that he'll be the incumbent. He'll get first crack.
Sure.
But there's a ton of urgency for him. And candidly, when I look at his play, it was outstanding early.
Yep.
And it's fallen off. And, you know, so I sit there and I say, hey, you know, the fact that he has a very carefree, I've enjoyed the heck out of getting to know him, but a carefree attitude, that type of attitude and experience when other players can tense up, even on a veteran club like this that has a wealth of playoff experience. But that demeanor that Evgeny has, I'm hoping it's going to allow him to flip a switch, and a very significant switch, at the beginning of the playoffs. But you got to start flipping that switch in a game like this. So I do think it's not everything, but it's another important night for Kuznetsov.
Yeah, my read on him is that a lot of adrenaline when he first got here, because he hadn't played a lot of hockey in a while. A lot of adrenaline then hit the wall. I kept likening it to when Justin Williams returned after missing the first, 4 months of his second season under Rod. And that there was an initial adrenaline burst, and then there was a 2-3 week kind of valley to push through, and then he came out on the other side and was great. I'm counting on Kuznetsov, this being the other side when we get to the playoffs, when the lights are brightest, and he has certainly turned, you know, he's proven to be a big game player in the past. We're assuming that it'll be Frederik Andersen in game one. He has not faced the Islanders at all this year. The one time he was on the roster, it was Kochetkov's turn to play, and it looks like we're going to see Spencer Martin tonight. But just your thoughts on the Islanders again, especially the way they are playing. How differently are they under Patrick Waugh than they were under Lane Lambert and before then under Barry Trotz?
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, I mean, the first thing I think about AG, you know, it's been so long since I played the game, but one of the reasons, and there were several, that fast-tracked me to not playing and to the booth, was I probably gave my opponent individually and collectively too much respect. And so I caution myself when I think about the Islanders, and I have profound respect for the Islanders, because I thought that was a much, much more difficult series than the 6 games that it required last year, physically in particular. Carolina is a better team, but it's tough to beat the Islanders. It would be 3 times the Islanders. I think it would be 5 or 6 with Lou Lamoriello managed teams going back to the Devils. But when I think about the Islanders under Patrick and everything he accomplished in his career, I think my biggest takeaway and the fact that they are now playing their best hockey of the season is they're not getting rattled, you know, in moments of the game where it's not going their way. They seem to be showing an internal confidence and composure that I think was an Achilles heel for a veteran club like Carolina earlier this year. So that's, for me, been their biggest advancement. I think the biggest question for the Islanders, and it's going to be an interesting one, is whether Patrick starts with Semyon Varlamov or Ilya Sorokin. I had the good fortune with John Forslund to do Patrick Waugh's first ever playoff game as a head coach for NBC. That was, as a goalie, that was bucket list, you know, being on the bench with Patrick Waugh in the first period. When you have the type of swagger he does, I don't think he can do anything other than extend in that charisma to the team. It's going to be a tough series. They all are when you make the playoffs. I love Carolina's team. If Carolina, I hope they don't, but if they face any type of adversity like they did in the first round, the year they won the Stanley Cup, that isn't, it'll cause me stress, but that isn't necessarily a bad thing. But they're a quality opponent. Carolina is better than they were last year. New York is similar other than a new head coach, but it's going to be a hard series.
Trip Tracy, I'll leave you on the Sebastian Aho numbers since that game in Ottawa. 28 goals, 67 points, and a plus 33 in 54 games. That's team MVP type stuff. Trip Tracy, you are a team MVP. I will see you at the rink when it all starts sometime this weekend, sir.
I cannot wait, AG. Love you. This is truly the best time of year, and can't wait for that puck to drop.
You got it. Thanks, Trip. I appreciate your time. That's Trip Tracy, Carolina Hurricanes, sometimes play-by-play guy, analyst, man about town.
Yeah.
Those numbers for Aho are pretty staggering. The thing about the Islanders, and I think I mentioned this before, in our minds, the Islanders are very difficult to play against because they're stingy in terms of allowing goals. That isn't the case. The Islanders were not stingy this year. In fact, the Islanders figured out ways to not only win games, but blow games that they had leads in. They especially early in the season, they lost a ton of overtime games. They kept dragging games into overtime or leading and blowing leads and getting dragged into overtime before losing. Remember, two of the four games between the Hurricanes and the Islanders went into OT. And we know that we had overtime games in the playoffs with them, including a Jesper Fast game winner and a Paul Stastny series ender, which was sort of a fluke goal where Stastny just threw it at the net from the corner, goal line extended all the way at the wall, and somehow it got through Ilya Sorokin. But Tripp brought up a really good point. It's been Semyon Varlamov lately for the Islanders, and frankly, I'll be surprised if it's not Semyon Varlamov to start the playoffs.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.